Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa from the 75th edition of Locarno Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Carlos Consinsau, director of Tommy Guns, here in competition, in the international competition. Hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So, first of all, tell me more about Tommy Guns. What's about this film?
Oh, well, it's hard to say just one thing because it's a process that takes many layers and many years. So it starts with one impulse and then goes to another one. But the basic, the most important gesture to me was to make a criticism of the resurgence of alt-right and conservative ideas all over the world in the past few years, and how they seem to somehow be a sort of disease that doesn't go away, or does, or which has less symptoms sometime, and then again comes back with a vengeance. You know,
this film, it's very ambitious in its structure. We can say that it's divided in two parts. The first time you're a bit disoriented when you watch it, but then everything arrives to a big, huge conclusion. How you work on to make these? Because I think it wasn't easy.
Well, what I usually do is as a film goer, as a film watcher, I don't particularly like films that are very digested. I like to participate in the process of understanding the film. So I don't like to make films that are different from that. I like to somehow trust the viewer to fill in the gaps and maybe create their own conclusions, their own interpretation, because I don't think there should be just one interpretation for a film, one true interpretation for a film. So I like to think that one film can have many readings, and they're all true, you know. So the way I write is basically to keep that as a possibility, as an open possibility. And it's not like it's broken in two. It's just that it has a prologue and then a body, like a head and a body. And it's also, to me, was a challenging writing experience, because it's basically a five-act structure instead of a traditional three-act structure. So, but that was, you know, when it's complicated, is fun for me.
Talking about Fingor, I found a lot of influences in this film. Was my idea, or which are your influences, if there are really influences in this film?
Well, I'm a big cinephile, so it's hard not to have influences. But what I try to do when I make a film is to step away from direct references. So any apparent quotation would be either accidental or just a coincidence, you know, because what I do is I instinctively try to walk the other way. But if I was going to talk about my influences, my inspirations in general as a filmmaker, I would say the classics, you know, the Hollywood classics like Raoul Walsh, John Ford, a bit of Hitchcock somehow, and especially the Japanese, Akira Kurosawa, and I would say maybe a two modern Japanese directors from the New Wave, which are Nagisa Oshima and Shohei Imamura, which I think is a brilliant filmmaker that's, for the time being, seems to be a little bit forgotten. I don't know why, but he's brilliant and timeless.
Reading about your film, they talk that it's a zombie movie, but it's actually not a zombie movie, and it's great the way you use zombies, especially in, because I think it's very near to the way zombies were used at the beginning of
the Jacques Tourneur tradition.
Exactly.
Well, I can tell you something about zombies. The word zombie comes from that part of Angola. It just migrated and changed meaning until it got to Haiti. Because you know that many of the slaves that were taken to Brazil in the slave trade were from Angola. So they took the word kazumbi, which means in Nyaneka and Umbundu, the languages from Angola. Two of the languages, but there are many. They took the word kazumbi, which means small spell, little enchantment, you know. And it refers to a curse or to, you know, bad luck or something like that. But in Brazil, it kind of changes meaning. And when it gets to Haiti and becomes part of the voodoo culture, which, you know, in Brazil, it gets acquainted with the candomblé culture. So it's already a mix of several religious meanings. And when it gets to the voodoo culture, it already means something like being trapped in a limbo between life and death, or a sort of hypnosis that is usually achieved by dancing and by drumming. So Jacques Tourneur used the word zombie, I think, maybe for the first well-known time in film to mean, to refer to this creature that's kind of, you know, in permanent hypnosis. And then it somehow morphs into what we now know as the zombie culture. But what they mean in my film is I just wanted to bring back the ghosts of the past, which are non-violent. They're avenging but rightful, righteous people that come back from the beyond to claim their justice in the end. You know, it's a metaphorical comeback because it doesn't really mean if they're physically rising from the grave. It just means that their memory is still alive, you know. And this is the meaning of the zombies in this film. The fact that they are made up as the somehow contemporary concept of a zombie, half and half, I would say, is you know, is a cinephile wink somehow, because I who can resist that, right?
And it's interesting because you say that zombies were in the beginning like trapped in this limbo.
I mean that referring to the meaning of the word in the voodoo culture.
And this makes me think, who are the real zombies in your films, referring to this idea of zombies?
Well, you can perhaps make a reverse reading and say that, like the character of Prata says, who of them is actually the one that's more dead, right?
Exactly. And talking about things in your movie, the photography. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, I've always worked with Vasco. We were in the same class in film school. And we started making films together. The first time the first film that we did outside the school, I think it was a film that I actually directed and was not ever released. But I think it was also his first experience outside the school. I'm not 100% sure. So we kind of have this parallel growing up, you know. And we understand each other very well. So what we usually do is, when I write the film, I collect a lot of ideas for visuals, which basically come from painting or very rarely from other films, but I would say from painting, from sometimes from direct illustration, like, you know, stuff like Gustave Doré, that kind of very detailed drawing. Sometimes photography, but we talk about it like somehow in reference to the film, but in a detached way. Like, we never try to copy that idea for the scene itself, but we keep that, you know, just in the back of our heads, and we let it grow and transform itself. So, and then we always experiment before the shoot in the locations and understanding what is the palette, the color palette of the film, and in relation to the production design department and the costumes department, then we understand exactly what we can do. And lately, as in the last 3 years, Vasco has been working with the 3D simulator, so he creates models of the locations, and then we play around with it because it's like we can make it daylight, nighttime, you know, bluish, yellow. And then it's almost like when we get to the location, we know exactly where the lights will be put, and it's much faster and more effective.
It's a brilliant way to film, actually. What was the biggest challenge filming this film?
I would say that perhaps it was the fact that we should have had one more week of shooting. So I usually only like to do 3 shots a day. And sometimes I had to do more, which is complicated when you're directing a cast of 15 or 16 people. the most difficult thing in for me directly to my particular job was the fact that we broke the shoot in two with one month of interval between the scenes that we shot in Angola and the scenes that we shot in Portugal. Also, for any film, I would say that I would very much like to shoot in sequence, and it's very rarely possible. So that was sometimes with a large script, it's a little maybe a little complicated to deal with.
One last question: how is to be in competition in a film festival like Locarno?
Well, it's very nice. It's there's a feeling of coming back home because this was the very first film festival, a big film festival in which I was 10 years ago. And being in the Concorso Internacional is a very it's strange because it doesn't particularly make me proud, but it makes me very happy because it somehow means a recognition of the effort. And it's something that I can share. You know, I brought all my actors, almost all of my actors, apart from three of them, which it pains me that they couldn't come. But it was very nice to be able to share this experience, you know, instead of just, you know, living by myself.
Thank you very much, Carlos Consenciao, director of Tommy Guns, here in competition at Locarno Film Festival. And this is Federica Scarpa for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.